Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, folks, I've got news for the lawn bowls again, is
there? There is. There's news for the... But, Rick, you've missed it. You missed it. You had a big opportunity there. 2 weeks in a row, I've come in your front door with some notes.
Well, well, dear listeners, that is true if you call them notes. But, no, it's a step ahead of nothing. and it is the second week in a row.
Second week in a row goes
to show that Phil is running out of things to do in his retirement.
Haven't retired yet, Rick. 26th of November.
Oh, sorry, on paid retirement.
Anyway, let's get into the local bowls scene, Rick.
I think we should.
The Bross and Light bowls. Last week's results, I'll quickly run through them. Lindock going down to Tanunda, which I would say is an upset, 78-98. Mount Pleasant, this is the big upset, Rick. Mount Pleasant, down the bottom they were.
Yes.
Beat Newry, my old club, 99-88. Newry bottom.
I've heard that Newry have approached you for you to come back. Is that right?
No. Probably not likely to. Angaston, big winners over Yadunda, which is...
to be expected.
Yep, 142-63.
That's really a flogging.
It is a flogging. I know what that feels like on a Wednesday. I get them each Wednesday. So, Kapunda, the undefeated Kapunda.
Yes.
Coached by a very good friend of mine, Adrian Green.
Yes.
111 defeated Freeling 80. So they've had a comfortable win. So they're the only undefeated side as we speak.
Now, I was aware that they were undefeated from what you've been telling me. Have they played the big... Boys,
yeah, they have played Lindock.
All right, so they are the real deal.
Yeah.
They are the real deal.
So this week's games, Tanunda and Newry, old grudge match.
Yep.
I'd say Tanunda will win that. It's at Tanunda. Freeling and Angaston easily. Yadunda and Lindock easily. And Kapunda versus Mount Pleasant, and Kapunda will win that comfortably.
All right, so they could be the force this
year. Yeah, like I've tipped Newry at the beginning of the season. They got a couple back, and I thought they might have made the four, but they're sitting bottom. They haven't won a game. Kapunda, I'll just quickly read
that fits in well with your tipping ability. Forget the name of the sport.
I won the footy tips again this year, Rick.
Well, that's very questionable. That is a very questionable statement.
I cheated in the end,
yes.
Anyway. Kapunda undefeated. Angaston.
You can't even call the Prime Minister a cheat. I mean,
a liar. Kapunda, Angaston, Tanunda and Lindock are the top four. I won't go right through the whole lot. So that's about it. We had a good win again on Saturday, Rick, undefeated down at Morphett Vale.
I suppose a win neutralises Wednesday's consistent losses, is that right?
Or? It's a tough struggle on a Wednesday, Rick.
You could always quit.
No, I'm out this week though. I'm heading up to Whyalla, your old stomping ground this week.
Whyalla?
Yes, with my dear wife. So heading up to Whyalla and Port Pirie and around that area, the Iron Triangle, I think they call it, don't they?
Gee, I'm looking forward to next week's show. You'll be able to talk about solar panels and iron ore production and everything. Is that
really
right? Yeah,
what's up there? Solar panels. I've got them on my roof and go out the back door. Local footy, Rick.
Big news. When you walked through the door, I couldn't believe it.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
Breaking news. No, it's probably old hat now, but I heard it beginning of the week.
Maybe I should interrupt. I've heard that Tanunda have applied to the BLNG for a name change application form. Is that right?
They'll be known as the Sturt Football Club. Your old club, Rick.
My old club.
Yeah, your old club played many a good game there. One of the best players ever seen there, weren't you?
Now, you'd better tell them what's going on.
Right. Firstly, Williston have picked up Reece O'Keefe. Now, I quickly Googled
Is that Johnny O'Keefe's brother? Yeah, who's he?
I've Googled him this morning. Three AFL games for Carlton, got delisted in 2013, if you can think back that far.
Carlton have been at the top of the pack for a long time, haven't they? I mean, he must be good.
Went he's over here, North and Glenelg. He played some league footy there. And I believe in the last year or so, he's played a bit of amateur league footy in town, picked up by Williston.
Well, you'd classify that as a household name, wouldn't you?
Johnny O'Keefe is. Andrew O'Keefe. He's in jail, isn't he?
I don't.
It's alleged.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'd never heard of him.
No, I hadn't either. I had to Google him but anyway, I mean, three games, you probably wouldn't have heard of him. Tanunda, big movers this week. Couple big signings, Rick.
Just for something different, hey?
Sammy Calhoun has got a couple good mates.
Lot of good mates.
Zane Kirkwood. Couple McGarry medals. Wonder we'll bring McGarry's up in the car with him when he comes up for that drive.
They'd be jingling, wouldn't they?
And just the top, a little bit of icing.
Not another Sturt player.
Johnny Greenslade. Was a good forward, played 120 odd games for Sturt. Spent the last year or two in the hills at Onkaparinga Valley. Originally a Mount Barker boy. Can play. Kirkwood, Centerman, Loss McFarland, in goes Kirkwood.
Well,
not a bad replacement, Rick.
Well, they'd be playing for free.
Of course they are. Yeah. They love the country, yeah.
Tanunda would never contemplate breaking the rules. I hear that they both have got very good netball playing wives. Is that right?
Oh, that was the old story up there. Yeah, that's a couple of years back, wasn't it? That was a funny one, wasn't it? We won't even bring that story up.
This is getting out of control.
They are moving out of the SANFL leaps and bounds. I can't even repeat. I get a nap every day on my little laptop there, and it's, you know, the people leaving the SANFL to go to amateur league, and they're playing A4s and A3s and A2s, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that the answer is immediately obvious. Maybe you just open the gate, but it's a joke to call it country football. Mm. It's a joke to call it anything.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, as we've just said, that they're getting paid far more for playing in the Barossa than they are playing SANFL league football. Well, what do you do about that?
Yeah, exactly. So
there you go.
So yeah, that's my little run on the local sport. Haven't got much else on the other footy. I believe the Westhoff boys are all playing again too. But they'll just fit that in that salary cap, wouldn't they?
Oh,
that
wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem at all. No.
Must be like $500,000 salary cap up in the Barossa League.
I think they all work full time in Tanunda Foodland, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway.
I've heard that it is an Australian record that the Tanunda Foodland has the tallest checkout boys in the world.
Well, I don't know, but they're going to be worth watching this year. I'll tell you what, I'll be coming up to a few games to have a look at some of these boys.
Did you hear that? That's a breaking piece of news.
Let's try and jump the fence there. The same little hole in the fence that I got in.
I thought they'd fix that up.
No, I've cut it out again.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we've got to move on, Rick. A bit of cricket, have we?
We do. The first piece of cricket is sad, very sad. A playing friend of mine, Ashley Rowdy Mallett, passed away. And I think it's appropriate to just mention how good a cricketer he really was.
I can remember him playing.
And without being biased, I really do believe that he is the best spin bowler, off-spin bowler, that we've had. And I'm not knocking Nathan Lyon, but I'm amazed, despite Nathan Lyon's total number of wickets and people claiming he's the best off-spin bowler Australia has ever had, I think in relation to the opportunities, the far less number of test matches available to play, et cetera, and Rowdy's strike rate, off the top of my head, I think he was only one test behind Shane Warne in reaching 100 test wickets.
Okay.
So that puts him in a very impressive category. Mm. He certainly was a very, very good bowler. And I won't go on about it, but as a tribute to him, and strangely enough, it does actually... I do score a mention in this, but Rowdy was one of the best and had a wicked sense of dry humour.
I know where you're going. I've heard this story. I love
and,
it.
I have dined out on this story, but it is, but for you listeners who haven't heard it before, it is a true story. In a Sheffield Shield game in January of 1976 in Perth, Ashley Splinter Woodcock and myself went out to open the second innings on a wonderful afternoon with the Fremantle Doctor blowing at 100 miles an hour and Dennis Lilly bowling at 100 and plus miles an hour. In fact, many scribes claim that that was the fastest he'd bowled in a number of years. Anyway.
With your helmet and all your padding on.
Oh, yes, and all those things, which we did, which we didn't have. Yeah. Anyway, obviously Woodcock is a very much more intelligent bloke than me because in the first,
I'm not saying anything.
In the first over, Lily's hit him on the elbow and he's retired hurt naught. So Ian Chappell comes out and gets a single off of him and goes to Lily's end, which was obviously, with hindsight, a far better end to go to than me. Anyway, I've survived, and that is the right word, for about 15 minutes. I do not look like making a run. Lily, you know, I'm ducking and weaving, as you said, no helmets, no anything. and he's bowled this ball to me that is short of a length. If I haven't taken evasive action, I would have been dead. And I've swayed away. And in the action of swaying away, you drop the bat. And I took the bottom hand off the bat. And it's come up a bit. And the ball's hit the glove of my hand, which is not on the bat. Anyway, it's ricocheted to second slip where Langer's taken the catch. They've appealed for it. And the umpire's given me out, which is not out because I didn't have my hand on the bat.
Yeah,
hand.
I didn't realise that. You told me this story.
Anyway, so I'm not happy. Out for naught. I have saved being dead. But
what'd you say?
Well, no, I'm not going to repeat. This is a very, very upmarket podcast radio station.
It is.
Station.
Highest rating and, podcast.
Yes. Anyway, so I get back into the dressing room. And I'm carrying on a bit and calling them cheats and whatever. And Rowdy, God bless his soul, looked at me and said, "Stumpy, don't worry, you're a bloody sight safer back here than you were out there."
I love that story.
And that really was typical of Rowdy's magnificent timing and sense of humour.
Yep.
And it is a very funny story, and it so happens to be true. So anyway,
I actually got to meet him, Rick. I used to be the postie at Angerson for 4.5 years. He had a little antique shop up there for many years, sitting in the main street there, and going and see him each day. I mean, he wouldn't have known me from a bar of soap, but I knew who he was.
Well, so. I've heard that Rowney talked about Phil the bowler.
Yeah, I think he did recognise me. I wasn't playing bowls back then.
Oh, I think you talked about your tennis umpiring.
Yeah, I would have been doing that. All right, let's move on. Was that all on Rowdy?
Yeah, so, yep. So his funeral service is at the Adelaide Oval on Monday. And
catered for there then.
Well,
the caterers will be in.
This is a serious concept.
And Rick, I've seen you in your suit. You came walking out with your suit and you are a cutting figure. You look beautiful.
Well, you know. Smooth as smooth, isn't it?
Okay, let's finish on
now,
that.
Yeah, we're still on cricket.
Cricket?
We're still on cricket.
Oh, yes.
I think we do need to mention
Redbacks?
No, the Redbacks. Okay. Forget the Redbacks.
Nothing about
the Redbacks. The World Test T20. Now, we use the phrase occasionally these days, the pointy end. And Australia are in a situation where, having beaten Bangladesh, they get the West Indies in the last game, which in theory they're going to win.
Yep.
However, they were in the death side of the draw. Now, England are going to be number one on the side of the draw, and it looks as though it's going to be between South Africa and Australia as to get the second berth to go through. I think you could explain to the listeners what you're all over it, that the reason that they went out to thrash Bangladesh in a hurry.
They did. And I watched it last night. I think it was 6-point-something overs. Now, I could be corrected on that. It had to be under 8.1, and they got the runs in 6-point-whatever it was.
Yeah.
Davey Warner couldn't get amongst the runs again, though, Rick.
No.
Unfortunately, sadly out of touch.
So just to explain to the what's going to happen possibly is that the points between South Africa and Australia will be the same.
Yep.
And so Sonna second
comes on a run rate.
Yes, yep. And that's why they were in a hurry.
And I do believe last night we jumped their run rate because we got before 8.1 overs. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it's going to be a close thing. You know, the game between South Africa and England, of course, is going to be very important. South Africa win, I think it's all over Red Rover. Yep. But who knows? Time will tell. As it will.
Who's top of the other side of the draw? Do you know offhand?
Pakistan. Comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
That will be
India,
no. Well, they were the red hot favourites. Yeah. It really looks as though it's going to be Pakistan and New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, in the top of these. Yeah. On with
you. Now, before we finish, I think we've got to go with a joke.
Oh, hang on. One of the greatest spin bowlers around. Adam Zampa, 5 for 19 last night.
Well, there you go.
5 for 19. The best T20 figures ever by an Australian. Overtook Ashton Agar.
Well, despite the fact that he can't get a wicket in Shield cricket, they might whiz him straight into the Test team because his form in T20 will be significant when it comes to a five-day Test match, I would have thought.
He'd bowl all day, wouldn't he?
Oh, all day, yeah.
Four overs.
Now, the producer is absent without leaving in. And we haven't had for months. Well, that's right. We haven't had a chance to run past her the definition of sport.
Yes.
But I think this does fit into it. I really do. And in fact, since she's not here, she's got no choice. I'm going to do
it. Running with it.
The doctor answered the telephone, and it was one of his colleagues. And he said, "We need a fourth for a game of poker. I'll be right over," said the doctor. As he shoved on his coat, his wife looked at him and said, "Is it serious?" He said, "Oh, yes. In fact, there's three doctors there already."
that's very good. I do like that, whether the producer likes it or not.
Well, poker's a game of skill.
I know we've
sport.
I know we've got another listener that does listen. Nothing on the local cricket scene? I know you haven't got anything written down. How did your game go at Willesden?
Willesden won very comfortably. Okay. They will... as I think we've mentioned on the show, they're getting their turf pitches in December.
Yep.
I will be very big call early in the cricket season. I'll be very surprised if they don't finish top or second in the A2s, which would mean they'll move up to A1.
Yep.
I think with the basic side they've got, and I'm sure they'll recruit a couple of footballers who are cricketers as well.
Yeah.
They could be quite a competitive force in A1.
There you go.
In the future.
We got Chris Gers listening on. So next week, perhaps we can get a few scores and see how Trent's going.
I think we should. All right. Well, time is up.
It is.
Until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.